Party all the time, party all the time.
Hello.
Your Mother and My Dog, the podcast, episode 72, I think. 72? Does that make sense?
That sounds right.
72 this week, Life of Pi. Life of 3.14159, et cetera, et cetera. Named after the main character of the book and the movie. Pissing, which mm-hmm. was interesting. And you haven't read the book.
I have not read the book. Have you read the book?
No, I have not read the book. It might be in the house. I haven't looked, but no. And I finished the movie today. So yeah, pretty good and fresh in the mind. But first, hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Your cat.
What's going on with you? No. I'm talking to you.
Oh, you're talking to me. Oh, hi. Yes. Hello. Yeah. What's going on with me? Well, you know, I got to say, it's about the same old, same old. What's going on with you, buddy? Huh? You? Huh? What's going on, bud?
Yeah. Pretty same normal stuff as last week. Just. I don't think we watched a movie outside of the podcast, so you know, nothing new. And you know what? I knew we weren't going to have anything to talk about because we're just two boring people here in November. Christmas is coming up. Do you know what is just as good as Christmas?
Facts about cake.
You're close. Trivia.
Trivia about cakes.
Am I delayed on your... I feel like I'm hearing myself after the fact.
Hearing yourself? No, I don't seem to be delayed.
Okay, well, I'm talking and then I can hear myself talking in the future.
That's weird.
And then you're talking after me. You're delayed after me. But I guess it doesn't matter. It's like a good second. It's kind of like a good second delay. So that's good. It's a good start to the episode. No, I'm talking about Coffee News Trivia. So I was in a Tim Hortons recently. Ooh. Sometimes my work leads me to places like a Tim Hortons or a library. And I saw Coffee News. And I'm like, oh yeah, I should steal one of those Coffee News. I didn't. But I'm like, I'm going to get it up on the computer and we're going to do some 5-question Coffee News Trivia, just like the old days, to, you know, waste some early time here because we don't have anything to talk about.
Well, sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much.
Okay, so are you ready?
I am ready. Love me some Coffee News Trivia.
These are pretty random questions.
Right, as they tend to be.
I think we're going to go... Well, okay, there are two. There's one true or false there, and there's two, like, is it this one, or this one? So I think we can probably get 2 out of 5.
All right. I like those odds. Let's do it.
Question one. Smash. The Nutcracker Ballet, speaking of smashing, is based on a book by this writer.
The Nutcracker Ballet is based off a book by this writer. I really have no clue. I didn't think it was based on anything.
I feel like it's a Russian writer.
A Russian writer.
Or it could be, I'm thinking of The Black Swan. I don't know.
Right. Well, you know, so I have no guess. A Russian, all okay. Right. I'll go with the Slovenian. Luka Doncic. Okay. That's my guess.
That's okay. Question two, is it true or false? Dalmatian puppies are born without spots. True or false?
Dalmatian puppies are born without spots. False.
It's true. I'm just gonna put that out there. Definitely true. What a weird question if it wasn't true.
Makes you think, though. It really puts you on the spot.
Question three. The Tour de France. You know what the Tour de France is?
Yeah.
Bicycle race.
Mm-hmm.
Began in 1903. Did it begin in 1933 or did it begin in 1973?
I'm going to go with 1903.
Oh, I'm going to go with 33 because it seems like every one of these ones is the middle one.
Right.
Okay. Question number four. And you can play along at home if you like. What is the largest lake in the world?
The largest lake in the world? I have no idea. Lake Superior. It's our good old Canadian lake. It's got to be.
And I was going to say Lake Michigan.
Okay, well, we're probably neither. We're probably just naming lakes that we know. So,
Lake Nile. Question number five. An early wooden ancestor of the tuba was called a serpent, a frog, or a duck.
I'm going to say a frog.
And I'm going to say a serpent. Wow.
How do we do, Taskmaster?
Well, I got to scroll down.
Oh, gee, here we go.
The writer of the Nutcracker Ballet was a human being by the name of E.T.A. Hoffman.
Okay, of course.
Not Russian. Not
that was Slovenian. My second guess. He might be Slovenian. You don't know.
Dalmatians are born without spots. That is true.
Okay.
Tour de France in 1903. So good job.
Let's go. Meow.
The biggest lake in the world is the Caspian Sea, which I feel like is a trick question.
That's deceptive.
And question five was serpent. So
great. We did fantastically. Yeah.
We did all right. We did all right. Also, for the next 3 weeks, you may find your emotions are in conflict, seesawing between two views. Be careful about projecting this conflict onto others as you interact. Your lucky numbers are 4, 6, 7, 9, 43, and 47.
Meow. I love that.
At midweek, you may come face-to-face with an unpleasant truth from the past. It may be encouraging you to adjust your view of the situation and release it. Your lucky numbers are 6, 10, 12, 21, 29, and 35, if you're an Aries.
You're not an Aries, are you?
No, I'm not, but I was forced to read it out loud.
By the cat?
Gun to my head. Yeah, well, no. No, that's not true. I do have a cat that's an Aries.
Well, where did he get the gun?
I also have a cat that's a Taurus, and a cat that is a Aquarius, probably. I know.
This Aquarius. Is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius.
Yeah. So Aquarius, that is, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of Aquarius?
The 40-year-old version.
You think of aqua, like water, which leads us to the movie of the week, Life of Pi.
That is what I think about, yes.
So what did you think about it?
Well, why are you way over there?
Closing doors and stuff.
Oh, I see. What did I think about it?
Yeah, what are your first general impressions of the movie as we do every week?
Like we do every week?
Yeah, I ask you this question every week.
Every single week you ask me a question, and it's what I think generally about the movie.
Yeah, what are your feelings about the movie? Let's jump into it. Movie, you like? You don't like?
Movie-like. You movie-like?
I think that this was not a movie for me, but I do think that, and obviously, as we'll touch upon, this movie was well-liked by others.
Right. I think it's also a movie that, you know, I would say maybe half a dozen people, I told them about this movie, they go, have you read the book? I guess maybe the book was a big deal. I don't know. I didn't realize it was a book before a movie.
You didn't realize this was based off of a book?
No, I didn't. I told you, I didn't know anything about this damn thing before I picked it.
But didn't we talk about this last week? Didn't I ask you if you read the book last week?
You probably did, but as we've found out through multiple iterations of this podcast, week after week, as I forget, I almost forgot what movie we saw last week. And even now, as I'm thinking about it, I still get Leprechaun. And the only reason I knew that, because when I signed into this service we use, Riverside, it still had my old name, which was Migold. So that helped.
Right. Yeah, based off of a book that there were people, like it was a school book, like high school, you had to maybe read it or you choose to read another book. It was an option to read in school. I do remember that.
Okay.
2001 book, 2012 film.
When was, 2001 book, yeah, gotcha. It's all making sense. It's all coming together 100%. So yeah, that's basically all I got to say.
11 nominated for 11 Academy Awards and won four Academy Awards at 2012.
One I assume is for like visual effects or something.
Best director for Ang Lee, best cinematography, best right. visual effects, and best original score.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. The acting too wasn't bad. Like it was good acting. The lead character who played like a teenage Pi was great. The main, like the old guy, well not the old guy, but like the adult Pi, you know, he didn't seem like he was acting. It seemed like he was just this guy. Which I thought was good.
I agree with that. I think adult Pi, when I think of adult Pi, I think of like maybe shepherd's pie or like more like complicated pies. And if I were to think of like teenage Pi, I would be like pumpkin pie, you know, or something like that.
This is going to be our shortest episode ever, I think.
It's very possible. Our early episodes were pretty short. What's your favorite pie?
I'm a pumpkin guy for sure.
Yeah, for me, it's teenage pie. It's my favorite. You did a great job.
You can't shouldn't say that out loud. Okay, so, right. The movie was apparently a smash hit. I found it boring, very hard mm-hmm. for me to focus on a film where it's just like. Just a guy and his tiger in a boat for an hour and a half until eventually something happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it, you know.
It's like a kind of like a spiritual journey where, but you're just staying in one place sort of thing. It's kind of how I saw it.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine.
That's fine? Oh, well, I appreciate your allowance. That's very nice of you. Go ahead. You say something about the movie, and I'll tell you it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. The lemurs.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, it was a very visually appealing movie, was it not? Just like the bananas, very appealing. Oh boy, I'm on a roll.
Yeah, it was a visually appealing movie, but I don't think that did enough to keep my attention.
Right, you got like a you got the neurons in your brain are need to be constantly firing, and they weren't doing it in this movie. Is that what you're telling me?
This movie took 3 days to complete for me.
You watched it over 3 days?
Yeah, so I watched like the first hour Tuesday, and then I watched like half an hour yesterday, and then I finished it tonight in the last 40 minutes.
That's extremely cursed. But
Yeah, the I mean, yes, it was good in parts. I liked, the zebra orangutan hyena situation. That was interesting.
Or
There's
was it
just
the
a lot
cook,
of
the sailor, and the
sailor.
mother?
Well, that was
Right.
quite a twist at the end, yeah.
Quite a twist. What a twist. You know what I'm talking about. You ever watch Robot
No.
Chicken? Speaking of animals.
Okay, what else do we talk about? So, I mean, this is a movie that there's not really a whole lot to talk about. Like, yes, it was visually appealing. The acting was fine. There wasn't a whole lot of actors in it. The twist at the end where, it probably happened the way he told the insurance people. But it was a fun, it would have been a fun book to read.
I think you're right. Yes, it's quite, I guess. Sometimes I like movies like that, where at the end there's like a reveal, and then you're like, oh, it was really that way the whole time. Like, have you ever seen Shutter Island?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Kind of like that. But, yeah, it was certainly interesting. Was he hallucinating the whole time? Probably, something like that. I
Two
really
hundred and
liked
27 days at sea.
a lot of days at sea. I really liked the moment where they get to the beach of Mexico and the tiger's, walking off, and then it stops in front of the jungle and he thinks it's going to look back, but it doesn't. I was like, I wasn't expecting that. And he was like, it was so unceremonious.
Right, but it
Unceremonial.
makes even more sense though if you think that Pi was Richard Parker.
Right. I also like that the tiger's name was Richard Parker. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, quite different than a normal tiger's name. Perhaps, here comes a Jesse joke. Perhaps Tony would have been more appropriate.
Like the cereal guy. Man, you are something else.
Yeah, so okay, the actor who played adult Pi Patel, he shares my birthday. Well, sorry, shared my birthday. He died.
Oh.
But yeah, we were Capricorn brothers, but then he got unfortunately got cancer and died. He played a police inspector in the 2008 film Slumdog Millionaire.
He's been in a lot of movies. Like a lot of movies.
Yeah, this
He
movie
won't
gave
be
me
any.
Castaway vibes.
Right. Did this come out before or after Castaway? After, obviously. That was a stupid question.
So Wilson and Richard Parker, they were two like pretty similar things, beings, if you will.
Right. One was a volleyball and one was a tiger.
Oh, big Canadian
Oh, I'm
vibes in
sorry.
this
Am I
one.
boring you?
What's well, late? Big Canadian vibes in this one. They are moving to Canada. The author of the novel, Life of Pi, Yann Martell, Canadian. So it makes sense moving to this side of the world to live a good life or whatever.
Yeah. Canada. We live there. We don't live in Winnipeg or wherever the heck they were going. At least I don't. Do you?
No. Did they say where they were going?
Yeah.
There was some filming in Montreal.
Maybe it was Montreal, because they were like French. There's like that French influence at the beginning, you know?
So yeah, the guy. Yep.
Yeah. All makes sense. It's perfect.
There was a reporter, movie reporter for the New York Times, who said that the movie invites you to believe in all kinds of marvelous things, but it also may cause you to doubt what you see with your own eyes, or even to wonder if, in the end, you have seen anything at all.
Wow.
That's well put. I wish I had come up with that.
Somebody from The Guardian, which is also a newspaper, British, gave the film 2 out of 5 stars, so I'll be like 4 out of 10. It states that despite some lovely images and those eye-popping effects, as we said, it is a shallow and self-important Shaggy Dog story. It deserves every technical prize going, which it got. It got a lot of technical prizes. Didn't win Best Picture.
Won Best Director, though. Somebody come get her.
Okay. So, pretty... So you didn't find it boring? You were fine with the 2 hours?
I did not find it boring, no.
All right.
I was on the edge of my seat. What's going to happen with Tiger and Pi?
So it wasn't my kind of movie, but it was your kind of movie, and that's all that matters.
Good old Reggie Jackson.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to talk about? Since you also watched this movie pretty recently, I would assume.
I did. I just finished it like an hour ago.
No animals were harmed. A 2013 investigation by the Hollywood Reporter brought to light leaked emails suggesting that animals involved in the filming of Life of Pi had been mistreated during the filming, but they were all CGI. I don't get it.
Well, there were some moments with the real animals.
There was a real tiger named King.
Not Reggie Jackson?
No, sorry. Anything else you want to add for Life Pi, your movie of the week? Episode 72.
I like a good movie that makes you think about what the whole movie was at the end. So I liked that part. And it was pretty, as we said. And I liked the music. That part was good. I don't know if how much I like in movies when there's like, it's like somebody talking about what happened like after, and then it keeps doing flashbacks. That's like,
yeah,
they do that in Slumdog Millionaire. Same thing.
What are you saying?
I'll let you decide what I'm saying there. Somebody come get her. All right. Yeah. That's all I got to say. When she dancing like a stripper.
Okay, then we will get into our... Yeah.
I want to talk about last week's episode. You uploaded that thing very fast. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, we did. I think we finished like 10 minutes earlier than we normally do. Yes, I did, because we finished a little bit early, but the Canucks were playing, so I watched that while uploading.
Plus we were perfect last episode, so no editing was needed. I feel like by now, I feel like before maybe you edited a decent amount, but we don't really edit anymore.
No, there's very limited editing for sure. You'll like the start of this episode because you just sing us into... to the beginning of Life of Pi, which is great.
Well, you got to mix it up. They're not going to see that one coming. I guarantee it. All two people that listen, appreciate you, buds. They'll get it. They'll get it.
Okay, acting.
Okay. acting.
I'll start acting.
Okay.
The acting score out of 10.
You start. Okay. Like, you start the acting score out of 10.
Yeah, as you said, that this. I mean, for the most part, this movie was two guys just talking around a dining room table. But then there was a young boy talking to a tiger. And then a little bit of the family and stuff, a little school children. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of acting necessarily. A lot of human interaction. Just a lot of, you know, man on boat with tiger. Man on island.
Right.
No tiger. So it was kind of hard to judge, but I thought he being Suraj Sharma, who you may have seen in the 2018 to 2020 CBS comedy drama series God Friended Me, or in 2014 he played a character in season 4 of the Showtime series Homeland.
Right.
I liked how his hair grew. While he was in
the well, it would. That
was a nice touch. Yeah, it would. It would. So, I mean, acting, I had no issue with the acting at all. That was strong acting. I give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. That's about right. That's the score I'd give it as well. Pretty solid overall. No real problems for me. I enjoyed it. Meow.
Okay, then how did you like the ending?
I liked the ending. It was one of the better parts. It was very Shutter Island-esque. Really made you think. And I liked how it all tied back to like the spirituality aspect at the beginning. About, because the whole point of the story was to convince him that God is real. And so the fantastical story that he told, you could see that maybe persuading you. And if the one where he told the insurance company were true, if both come to the same end, then what's the point of the middle? You can tell it how you want to, I guess. So I kind of liked it. It was cool. I give it an 8 out of 10.
The ending was the best part. Yeah. Definitely the best part. 8. Also, the score I'm going to give it, and I thought about that before you said anything, so I'm not copying you. Okay. I like the twist. It made you think about the whole movie quite differently, which I enjoyed. No issue. Very happy. 8 out of 10.
Excellent. Excellent score.
Thank
Somebody
you.
Can do, get you or...
do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first for my score to 10?
I'll give my score out of 10. We'll start a little higher because I feel like your score is not going to be as high as mine. I like this movie. It was very visually nice, and I did not find it boring. Yeah, it was different. I haven't really seen a movie like that before. I liked the twist ending. The music was good. It was fun. It was fun. I'd give this one a 7 out of 10. A fun movie.
Only 7.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't perfect. It was enjoyable. I can't really pinpoint what is bringing the score down, but you know, what does it really matter? 7.
It's just a feeling, you know, it's just a feeling you got. Okay. So the acting and the ending were both very strong, which is two big parts. But as I said earlier and throughout this podcast, in between your singing, it lost me. It was in many parts boring, just a guy in a boat with his tiger. And so it didn't make it for a really enjoyable watch, but it was very nice in some parts, very, very beautiful, and won a lot of awards, which it deserved for the most part. The music was good. As you said, I gave it a 6 out of 10. 6.
6 out of 10. Are you glad that you have now watched it?
I could have gone without watching it, honestly. Could have gone without watching it. I could have just read the book or looked up the ending and I'd be like, oh, he said this happened, but really this happened. Did it happen? We don't know. And then I'm like, okay, I saved myself 2 hours. Same feeling. Perfectly fine movie. Okay.
All right. Fantastic.
We move on. Life of Pi is over.
It is over.
Maybe for next week. Well, it was over a few hours ago, but the movie for next week is a science fiction film that you can watch for free with an Amazon Prime Video subscription. It's called Coherence. It's a 2013 film which takes place in Winehouse.
In Amy Winehouse?
In a house, in one house. Oh. Or does it take place in multiple houses? That's something you'll have to figure out on your own. The movie is called Coherence. I don't know if I've ever said that. 2013. Great reviews. It's a wild one. I've already watched it. It is fantastic. You'll love it. Small box office. One of those indie films. Science fiction. I'm happy to talk about it, but you need to watch it first. And then we'll talk about it. There is, I think, only one actor which you would recognize if you ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No, but I know I'm familiar with it.
I don't know his character's name, but he has one of those faces that you'd remember. Apparently he's also on Criminal Minds, but I doubt you watch Criminal Minds.
Correct.
His name is Nicholas Brendan, if you want to look it up. But doesn't matter. Excited for that one. I might even watch it a second time.
You liked it that much, did you?
Haven't scored it. It's only an hour and a half.
I like that also. Better than the 2-hour one that I picked. What a silly decision.
Well, you know, most movies are between 1.5 and 2 hours. So, and any like movie that's going to be up for some sort of award, like Life of Pi was going to be 2 hours. So no issues with your movie choice.
Okay.
8 years ago, November the 27th, 2015, what a crazy year that was. My goodness. I went to the movies and I had a choice between 5 films and I just couldn't decide which one. And now we're going to go over all of them and then we're going to decide which movie that we would have watched if we were at the cinema on the weekend of November 27th, 2015.
Let's do it.
So the first one, the movie poster, like it'd be the first thing you saw when you come in. Because it was like the hottest movie going. It made $200 million in just 2 weeks.
Whoa.
It's an action-adventure science fiction film starring Jennifer Lawrence. I have a feeling, it's Lionsgate, I have a feeling you recently watched one of these movies.
Good old Harry Potter. No, I know what you're talking about. You think it's a Hunger Games movie. They were coming out that late?
Like 2015? This must have been the last one.
Shit. Mockingjay Part 2?
Let's just type it in. Mockingjay. That's just loading a little slowly. My apologies. Part 2. Yeah, correct. It is Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2. And it ended up making $653 million.
Holy poopy. It's no wonder they're making a prequel movie.
It's no wonder. Yeah, that one, I didn't watch that one in theaters. I'll tell you that one. Okay. I don't think I even saw it, to be fair. Second movie, second choice, it's on the left-hand side as you come in. It's on, I think it's one of those theater 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
mm-hmm.
Walt Disney movie, $55 million in its first week. It is animated, Adventure Family. Frances McDormand as one of the voices.
Okay, that's definitely
Inside Out, right? We're thinking Inside Out.
Is Frances McDormand in Inside Out?
Yeah, I don't know. What were you thinking?
Well, how much did this movie make?
$55 million in its first week.
Well, I just know that Frances McDormand does a lot of Wes Anderson things, but I don't know if either of his animated movies came out in 2015.
This is a Disney movie.
Oh, you said Disney. I'm very sorry. I did not hear that. Okay. Well.
Well, actually, is Inside Out though? Would that be considered Disney? I don't know if that's a Disney movie.
I don't know what voice acting she's done. What's the tagline? That's the best call for animated movies.
Little arms with big attitude.
Little arms with big attitude?
Raymond Ochoa is the second actor. Jeffrey Wright is the third actor. So it's not going to be Inside Out.
What was the tagline? Little arms, big...
With big attitude.
Little arms with big attitude. Gosh. Little arms, big attitude.
Okay, I'll give you the plot.
Okay.
This doesn't help me at all, but an epic journey into the world of dinosaurs, where an Apatosaurus named Arlo makes an unlikely human friend.
What the fuck?
I can't say I would have watched this movie or even heard. I'll probably have heard of it once it is revealed, but I.
Oh, is it like the clue. Is it like the Trogs or whatever it's called? I don't know.
Troll Hunter? I know what you're talking about. Well, it sounds familiar, but it's not Trogs.
It's like the Troogs, the Groogs. I don't know. I give up.
Groot Pursuit. Yeah, we'll come back to that one. The next one's a Warner Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
$42 million in its first week. It's a big week. It's action drama sport. Warner Brothers sport movie?
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan.
Is that a finger snap of revelation? Like you know this or?
Well, do you know who Michael B. Jordan is?
Oh, isn't it like Creed or something?
It's got to be the first Creed. It is. It's the first Creed. Look at us. Easy peasy. Okay, this one's a Sony Pictures film. $176 million in 4 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah, people are spending money at the cinema these days. Action-adventure thriller starring Daniel Craig, James Bond. 007. Now, which Bond would this be? Would this be Casino Royale? You think Casino Royale?
I think it might be. Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's not. It's not Casino Royale.
Oh. Quantum of Solace, then?
Yeah, that's a good guess. You mean Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania?
That's the one I meant.
It's not Quantum of Solace.
Oh boy.
What other movie did he do?
Skyfall?
Oh yeah. With Adele singing the song. It's not Skyfall.
Oh good lord. What's the ones we said? Skyfall, Quantum of Solace, and Casino Royale.
Okay, here's a question for you. Have you seen any of the Bond films?
I've seen all the Daniel Craig ones.
Is Christoph Waltz in any of them?
Is Christoph Waltz in any of them?
Yeah, he's the second actor.
Yeah, he is, but I don't know which one that is. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, no. Okay, so yeah, I thought that was like the only ones he did was Skyfall, Quantum of Solace, Casino Royale.
There's four. There's one where it's like a...
Finger.
No. Tomorrow Never Dies.
And that was Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Quantum of Solace. Casino Royale.
Well, there is Casino Royale called something different? Like, because Casino Royale was a remake. No Time to Die?
That's like the most recent one, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm just going to do 007. No, that doesn't help.
That's going to bug me. We should go back to that.
Bond, James Bond. Okay, I apologize to our listeners at this point. It's very embarrassing. Okay, the last one is $116 million over 4 weeks. 20th Century Fox comedy animated family film starring Noah Schnapp, who you may know from Stranger Things.
My recording is being weird. Did it stop for you?
No. Stop it.
Mine says it's doing it right now, which is not good.
Oh, it's still working for me.
Okay. Hopefully we're
nothing
fine.
Has changed
hopefully from... we're fine. Hopefully we're fine. Noah Schnapp?
Yeah, so it's an animated film starring Noah Schnapp. The tagline is a story of an underdog and his dog. Never heard of that, I don't think.
What, who put it out?
A 20th Century Fox.
Is it like that Adventures of Rin Tin Tin movie or whatever?
I'm going to read the plot to you.
Okay.
Snoopy
oh.
embarks upon his greatest mission as he and his team take to the skies to pursue their arch nemesis, while his best pal, Charlie Brown, begins his own epic quest. I did not know they made a Snoopy movie.
Me neither.
What would it be called?
I don't know. No, it's just called the Peanuts movie, isn't it?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, it's the Peanuts movie. Little Arms with Big Attitude is a movie called The Good Dinosaur.
Okay.
Just called The Good Dinosaur. Never would have known that. Okay, so... okay, well, the tagline is a plan no one escapes for the Bond movie. A plan no one escapes.
What is that damn?
Oh.
What is that damn?
Okay, so here's the plot.
Okay.
A cryptic message from Bond's past sends him on a trail to uncover a sinister organization.
Uh-huh.
While M battles political forces to keep the Secret Service alive, Bond peels back the layers of deceit to reveal the terrible truth behind the movie's title. What's the organization's name that?
I don't know. Can't think of it. I've seen it for sure.
Spectre. It's Spectre. Sorry, everybody. That was disgusting.
Disgusting. Okay, well, that was a fun end.
Disappointing.
Disappointing. Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit more accurate.
Okay, well, another good episode, Life of Pi. As you said earlier, you like pie, so that's good.
Pie, next. Pumpkin pie is my favorite. Key lime goes pretty hard, too.
Right. Coherence, the next film. I think you'll like it. It's a little spooky. You're like, oh, what's going on? You wanted a movie that you didn't know what was going on. This movie, you don't know what's going on. What's left? What's right? Up, down. It's fun for the whole family, I hear. I recommend you watching it with somebody else.
Okay.
Just hyping it up and you're going to hate it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. I'll ignore everything you just said. What I've been doing this whole episode anyway. So
the delay is insane right now from me to you.
Okay. Well, maybe we should end it then.
It's like 3 seconds.
3 whole seconds. Well, that's 3 whole seconds for me to say thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Like, I finished talking, and then I listen to myself talking again.
That's disorienting.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Another great episode, episode 72 of Your Mother and My Dad, the podcast, Josh and Jesse. We'll be back whenever we're back for 73.